City and county ambulances respond to more than 66,000 medical emergencies and traumatic injuries each year on Oahu. A private company, American Medical Response, is under contract to provide backup ambulance support. Mark Rigg is director of the city's Emergency Services Department.
For an advanced life support call in which definitive care is provided to the patient, the cost is, I believe, about $580 per call. Any call that we send American Medical Response on and they are canceled, those calls are $300 per call. Basic life support calls, the patient is not serious. Those calls are free to us from AMR.
Rigg says AMR has been the sole bidder since 1999 and currently provides emergency ambulance service in Eva Beach 10 hours per day, 7 days a week. The AMR ambulance has responded to more than 2,600 calls in the last year. But according to Kokua Ambulance LLC President Elise Roche, it's AMR's non-emergency backup service that needs the city's attention.
The sole backup provider rejects an average of 207 non-911 or non-emergent backup requests per month. This causes delayed response times and emergency ambulances being taken out of service to run 911 calls. There is also a need for a less costly backup provider to decrease costs to the city.
But AMR General Manager Speedy Bailey says Kokua Ambulance's claims are unfounded and misleading. Bailey says the company is attempting to obtain a private ambulance contract.
Kokua Ambulance had an application. It was turned down in two hearings, and they withdrew in the third. I believe that this resolution is stimulated by their desire to enter the marketplace and compete with American Medical Response in the non-emergent realm.
Bailey says AMR has provided private ambulance service on Maui and Kauai since 1975 and can do so at a lower cost. The city and county, on the other hand, can only expand services using overtime, which already stands at $4.5 million each year. Director Rigg says he supports the council's resolution because multiple bids from private companies would be better for the city.
We believe that a competitive bid process could result in cost containment and improved patient care. Should a second licensed provider become available, we will select and contract with ambulance providers.
But council member Kimberly Pine, who represents Eva Beach and the Leeward Coast, says AMR is a monopoly provider and the city council must look at other ways to improve services in light of the closure of the Hawaii Medical Center West Emergency Room in December 2011. Pine says the city must move forward.
With over 100,000 new residents expected in the future, not too distant from now, we are going to need to increase our services in the ambulance area and medical services. And so the city should start looking into the other possibilities of how to expand.
The City Council's Public Safety and Economic Development Committee approved the resolution, which now goes for a full council vote August 7th. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.